韩国时报报道，韩国当地法庭近来宣判，两个餐厅应该对两名儿童分别作出1000万和4700万韩元的赔偿，约合人民币57000元和27万元。因为这两个孩子在该餐厅用餐的时候被烫伤，于是有很多饭店及餐厅开始拒绝带孩子的客人，以免承担类似的责任。The Korean Times reports a local court recently ruled that two restaurants should pay 10 million won and 47 million won to two children, respectively, who were scalded while dining. One child ran into a restaurant employee carrying hot water, and another was burned by charcoal fire. Once the verdict was announced, some restaurant owners started to refuse customers with children as they did not want to be held responsible for any accidents their child could cause. This issue has emerged as a hotbed for online debate ever since. Korea isn't the first to join the movement. In two U.S. states, Texas and Pennsylvania, restaurants have banned kids, while cafes in Berlin have created child-free zones for their patrons. Some have even barred strollers, which are considered safety hazards in densely populated areas such as malls or restaurants.
Yes, I read this story with dismay. I was so disappointed to see that the court had awarded this money, because it might lead to the kind of society that they have in Europe or the United States, where you will not find restaurants that have barbecues inside them with fire and stuff. And, you know, you won't find that kind of thing like a hot pot restaurants. And because it's they kind of assume that everyone's an idiot and that those people must be protected. And therefore, if there's any chance that anyone could burn themselves or by doing something stupid, then the restaurant will not be allowed to open, and because of lawsuits and so forth. And it seems to me that this is what's going to be happening in South Korea.
I think
now.
The court went too far. I think
no, yes,
any
so do I.
restaurant yeah. should have the right to deny its service to the
well,
clients they don't prefer.
To me, if a child runs into a restaurant employee carrying hot water, you know who I blame?
The parents.
Yes, of course, it's the parents' fault. The parents knew what kind of restaurant that was. They knew that it was one where they use charcoal fire and so forth. This was the other example. And so it's the parents that need to just take a bit more parental responsibility. Instead of spoiling it for the rest of us that like going to these kind of restaurants, can you imagine a hot pot restaurant? You know, the potential for burning yourself is huge, but they assume that most of their customers aren't stupid and they're not little children that don't know any better and need to be controlled by their parents. So again, I think it's a shame, and it could lead to these barbecue restaurants in South Korea either charging more to cover potential lawsuits or just closing down. And I think that's a real shame. And that's what we see in Europe and the US. You will not find this kind of restaurant there generally, because they're frightened of lawyers and lawsuits. It's such a shame.
Even worse is that these courts are actually endorsing stupidity.
Yeah, that's right. They're legislating for idiots and small children. And I don't think that's the way to go, to just go down to the lowest common denominator and assume that we're either all stupid and no good lawyer, or a child that's out of control.